Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
In 2022, our police spent 5,000 hours working traffic crashes. And that, by the way, is only the primary officer. So if a second or third officer showed up, which you can certainly assume in a lot of these cases, that it wouldn't just be one officer showing up to a wreck. Just the primary officer is 5,000 hours. So, you know, you can do the math, and we're talking in well over $100,000 a year that we're spending with our officers working traffic crashes.
And that's time that they cannot spend working other kinds of calls, right? I mean, you know, it's not like in the county where FHP handles the traffic incidents and Escambia County Sheriff's Office handles everything else. You know, in the city, the PPD handles the whole of it, unless it's on a, I mean, you know, there are some where FHP will handle too, if it's on a state road or something like that. But still, the point is that's 5,000 hours. That's a lot of money. And that's not even counting the secondary and the third, you know, because when a cop makes a stop, there's always somebody else joins them. So that's an awful lot, because we crash a lot in the city of Pensacola.
Traffic crashes at city intersections in 2022, 3,079. So you can do the math. That's about 8 or 9 traffic crashes a day.
Per day, day in, day out, throughout the year. And so, you know, the question is, well, what are we thinking about here? And the transition report, remember Tommy Leiter was a part of that, and Tommy Leiter, when he was chief of Pensacola Police, he had advocated for the most fixable problem and threat to life, limb, and property with traffic misbehavior. He said that's the number one threat to hurting other people and property, is people driving poorly, driving unsafely, and causing damage to other people and their property. That's a problem.
So when you start these conversations that it was in our transition report about, do we look at red light cameras? These are some of the numbers that we're looking at, is how do we start to mitigate the huge labor expense that we're spending for people to be at these crashes?
So aside from just protecting life and limb and property, is the issue of the manpower that it costs. If we can get people to cause fewer crashes, then those people are better off, but the police force is better off, which means that the taxpayers are better off, because either cops are solving other problems, or maybe long-term, you don't have to pay for as many cops because you don't need them to handle the traffic crashes, which is a savings to the city.
We actually tested about 17 intersections in the city. Over a one-day period, just to see how often people were running red lights, how often they were, and the numbers ain't good, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so the number of people who are running red lights, and I don't think that comes as a big surprise to people, but he was a little, he didn't want to give too many numbers because the actual report is not out yet. He said that'll be coming out next week. But they tested 17 intersections, and a lot of people are running red lights. Here's what he did say later.
We had specific approaches. I'll just tell you that we're approaching 30, 40, 50 red light runs blow through. Not red light lefts, not right turn on reds. We got those numbers too, which are even worse. But I'm talking about the light turn red and you blew through it. We have single intersections over one day that are 40, 50 times. And you think about pedestrians, you think about bicyclists. It's alarming, to say the least.
So how do you fix that problem? You just tell people do better? You've heard, and this, again, this goes back to when Tommy Leiter was the chief of police. This is, you know, for quite some time, we've known this was a problem. And, you know, we know that the three big intersections, the worst crash intersections, are actually the ones that are not just bad for crashes. And we also know they're bad for red light running, but they're very, very difficult to police. I mean, the three that he mentioned, and the three that come up all the time, 9th and Brent, Bayou, 9th and Airport. So north and south of Sacred Heart, basically, but that's because it's 9th Avenue and those are major cross streets. And then Fairfield and Davis. And the problem is, how do you punish red light runners at Brent and 9th? Because here's what you have to be able to prove. You have to be able to prove that the light was red and that the car was across the white line after the light went red, and you have to be positioned in such a way that you can actually apprehend the person. It's impossible. It's impossible to enforce. unless the cop just happens to be driving right behind you when you run the red light, then they got to run it too, you know, or happens to be turning right in the direction that you were going, right? So this is just the plain logistics of enforcing that are virtually impossible. Same challenges, maybe a little bit less so, but similar at, you know, 9th and Airport, similar at Davis and Fairfield, okay? So how do you police that? Well, there's only one real way to police that, and that's by deterrence, and that means by enforcing it through something that can actually be done, which is red light cameras.
I would expect certainly a pilot. It's not going to be 50 red lights that we're going to come out and put red light cameras at. We're going to look at a small number of approaches that are the most dangerous for us.
And by the way, he doesn't necessarily mean that even at an intersection where that's a dangerous one, it's all ways. It might just be, you know, I don't know which way the problem is on 9th and Bayou, but let's say it's people on Brant Bayou, okay? And it's not really people on 9th Avenue. It might be both, okay? I'm just imagining, okay? So they're going to put red light cameras just going the ways it's a problem. Doesn't need to be every way. You don't need to waste the investment on something that's not going to matter. So they're going to do a pilot program. That's how I heard him talking about it yesterday, which does not surprise me in the least. They want to see how it works, see if it changes any behavior. And like everything, you know, DC's got a method for kind of everything he does, which is understand the problem, which means studying the problem, then trying something and seeing if it works, and then trying it on a larger scale and seeing if it works on a larger scale. And then, you know, like, I mean, that is just good governance, right? So what do you think about this? Red light cameras for the city of Pensacola. I mean, I remember Chief Leiter used to always say, you know, he would kind of like, if we could be like Gulf Breeze, where people were just scared to run red lights and speed. And they are, and it's safer, period. And therefore, you don't lose property, you don't lose life, you don't lose injuries, and you have a better flow of traffic, which means that people don't get impeded by accidents, and you have reduced man hours in the policing of all of these. I mean, it's all to the good. Well, Andrew, I don't want any camera issuing a ticket. Okay. Don't run a red light. How do you solve the problem in Gulf Breeze? Don't run a red light. How do you solve the problem in Gulf Breeze? Don't speed. Simple. So I'm for this. What do you think? 437-1620. I know the mayor, in the last like 2 days, the mayor has put forward two extremely controversial topics. One is the, you know, major changes to parking downtown, which people like me are going to, you know, moan and whine and complain about and disagree with, even though I understand them. And then red light cameras, which I agree with, but I know other people are going to whine and moan and complain. So, you know, he's got two things where it's like, boy, these are big things, but, you know. What do you think? 437-1620. Speaking of the aforementioned traffic, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Yes. I had a rough start to the morning, but, you know, I can never have a bad day because anytime I start to have a rough morning, I'm going to think, you know, remember that guy that got his throat cut and thrown off a bridge, had to swim to shore and go to a Tom Thumb to get medical attention? Yeah, I'm having a great day, actually.
Better than that by
a
lot.
Yeah. Yes, that guy wins. Highway 90, and I'm glad he's doing great, by the way. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace checking in clear. 98 flowing from Navarre into Gulf Breeze. 3 Mile Bridge, or as I call it, the Chappie, is not showing any delays. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756 for Executive Landscaping. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And by the way, you know, in case you don't know the story, thrown over the bridge on Highway 90,
yeah,
into the water, swam through the water, passed out, got woken up, and ran to the Tom Thumb to tell a deputy. Like, you know, like, just, man, talk about a crazy story. Yeah, we have a relatively new advertiser on the show. I mean, they've been with us a couple of months, so relatively new. ProHealth Florida, they're a locally owned, female-owned company, more than 35 years serving the entire area with great quality health care. Best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola, perennial winners. 7 locations in Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger across from Andrews, in Santa Rosa Beach, in Milton, in Crestview, in Fort Walton, in Pensacola on Summit, and on Pensacola on College Parkway behind the Sam's Club. And it's a walk-in clinic, okay? 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, typically anywhere. And then 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club. You can just walk in. You can get lab work done. You can get occupational screens like, you know, physicals or on-site testing. They can come to you, or breathalyzers or vaccinations or drug screens, okay? They have a comprehensive medical weight loss program. So if you're trying to lose weight, they can do that, not just with a fad diet, but actual, you know, they have a medical program for that. And they have a ProHealth medical membership plan, which is $45 a month. That's either an alternative to insurance, which is a lot cheaper than insurance, or also just a supplement, because some people, in fact, about a third of the people who buy this, there are people who already have health insurance, like maybe you have it through your work, but you don't want to deal with it, or the deductibles are high, or, you know, whatever. You just want something that's a little bit more routine. 24/7 Teladoc, unlimited primary care visits with no copay, annual physical, annual flu shot, and a discount on lab work and procedures. So lots of information there, I know, but if you're interested and you want to know more, go to ProHealthFL.com. 620 on News Radio 92.3. Just a quick note. A couple of people were texting me at 437-1620. Somebody here says, it won't scare anyone except the ones that like to run red lights, which is, those are the people we got to control. Somebody says it doesn't really matter what the public thinks about red light cameras. Politicians are going to do what they want to do. No, I mean, I think that's not quite true. Every politician is a little sensitive to the if the public is against them. But, you know, DC has a method of what he does. And, you know, sometimes it produces results. Most of the time it produces results I agree with, but maybe not everybody likes. And sometimes it produces results I disagree with. Parking. I know I'm a weirdo on parking. I mean, I know I'm probably wrong on parking, but I'm pretty adamant in my wrongness about parking. Somebody here says the mayor is spot on for red light cameras in Pensacola, best mayor of all time. Somebody says all for it. It works in Gulf Breeze, which wish we had them in Navarre. They blow through rate is crazy these days. Somebody here says absolutely roll out the cameras. So there you go, 437-1620. Oh, and just as a note, because every once in a while people ask, you know, about Candy. Is she gone? She was actually in this morning. She was doing some work for Playlist, our sister station, and she was playing a prank on me, which is kind of how this works. She is no longer with the show because she had some stuff with her husband that she had to deal with, some health issues that he had, and so Jake is our permanent. And he's awesome. I'm so glad we have him. He's great. 621 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Man's got to know his limitations.
I can take. It's from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I think it's one of the coolest little little musical interludes. And if you know that movie, you know it's right where he's frustrated and he's kicking and he's trying to get to his rented car. Anyway, it's just one of my favorites, personal favorite. 625 on News Radio 92.3. How do they know which way we're going? I'm watching the it got ESPN on here in the studio, and, you know, there was a fight at the hockey game last night, and all I can think is, you know, hockey is the only sport where you're just allowed to fight. Just, you know, like in baseball, they always try to stop. I mean, I know they stop it eventually, but in football, they always try to stop it. And hockey is like, yeah, go on, bro. It's part of the game. Jake has got traffic on the fives.
All right, 98 eastbound in Wind Haven. We just got a little bit of slowdown in front of the new Publix there at that traffic light, but not too bad yet. Chemukla Highway, Woodbine Road, Berry Hill Road are all checking in clear. 90 and Milton and Pace is looking good. 10 and 110 looking good so far. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Oh, somebody texts in and says, you know, you can't tell if Candy's there and then not let her say hi. She actually left before 5. She was here early this morning taking care of some stuff. Somebody says, if I remember correctly, they were spending a lot of money fighting the legality of the red light cameras before because they were in Milton and were either taken down or deactivated. I don't remember which. Somebody from Milton maybe can text me and say, yeah, there's been fights over it, over the red light cameras. But the modern way of having it done is constitutional, is legal, is fine. They're vetted by a human, I think, typically. So it's not just the machine decides, but the evidence is clear. I mean, the evidence is really clear.
I have a question because I have a lot of anxiety when I go through Gulf Breeze proper.
Yeah.
Because it seems like whenever I go to the light, as soon as I get under it, it turns yellow. And I'm like, oh, was that enough to get me, or how are they going to?
It's actually the law is super clear. If you are over the red line or over the white line.
Okay.
You know, there's a white line demarcating the intersection, that big white, like it's a foot and a half wide. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you are across that, if you have entered the white line or are across it, and the light changes, you're fine. If the light changes to red before you cross the white line, that's illegal.
So if you're halfway across that line and they take your picture and it's red up there,
basically what they do is they'll take the yellow and the red, I think is how it works, and they'll show both. Okay, or they'll show the red before you're across the white line, but you know they have before and after is typically what's involved.
Gotcha.
I've never received one because I don't run red lights, but you know that's the way it works, and you know people are. You know, they watch out for it.
Yeah.
$158 red light camera ticket penalty is too high. It should be a first-time offense of 50 to 75. If they want to curb people from running red lights, that would be a slap on the hand. Still apply a fee, but a warning of sorts. You can also put red light camera icons on GPS mapping services so people traveling can know ahead of time. Locals will learn more quickly. Again, I think you just don't run red lights. I mean, I know legally they have to warn you, but frankly, they don't legally have to warn you that a cop is sitting there watching. You know, they don't have to put up like a sign that says, warning, cop watching for red lights ahead. Yeah, like, you know, so I even think that law is a little bit silly, frankly. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson is the latest Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. Last night, Johnson became the fourth Republican to be nominated for the position since Kevin McCarthy was ousted earlier this month. And an amateur D.B. Cooper enthusiast, Andrew, is now claiming to have uncovered some new details in the hijacking case.
I thought you were going to say that he went missing to prove a point. Anyway,
Well, that would have been quite
different.
The twist. Yeah. In case you don't recall the D.B. Cooper case, 1971, a man hijacked an airplane, ransomed the passengers for $200,000, jumped over Washington State with a parachute. Some of the money was found later, but Cooper was never found. Well, now amateur sleuth Eric Olis claims to have new info from the Seattle air traffic controller that was on duty that day. Olis says he believes he knows where the parachute might be, and he'll be talking about it at this year's CooperCon.
No, really?
Apparently it's a thing, yeah.
Okay, all right. I should never be surprised by the weirdness that my fellow Americans get into. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, got a good text in here. Somebody says, the Milton cameras were not removed by a lawsuit. They were removed by an act of council. Councilwoman Rice at the time thought that they were an invasion of privacy and Big Brother. It wasn't a lawsuit. And as Tony Tindall, the chief of police, said at the time, when is it okay to break the law? I mean, it's hard. You know, sometimes police chiefs and sheriffs have a certain way of saying it. You know, because they don't get to talk a lot, and when it comes out, it's usually pretty potent. Somebody else said, where was it? That they measure it. Let's see, it's a video. I moved past the they take a still and a video. They measure the length of the yellow light, and then they show the red. Okay, so it's a pretty comprehensive thing. And, you know, I know people have the perception like, well, they just make the yellow real. No, they don't. They're not allowed to. They're by law. Like, they're not allowed to do that. There's a certain mandated time for yellow based on the speed of the roadway. 437-1620. So we'll continue to have this conversation. Like I said, we'll talk about it with Mayor Reeves coming up this morning. That and the parking changes, which are pretty enormous parking changes for downtown Pensacola as well. Let's see. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news? Oh, by the way, we're talking to ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody coming up next. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
Hershey's has broken ground on their new facility over in Santa Rosa County.
Did you get the free ice cream?
Not yet.
Me either.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Republicans plan to try again today to elect a new speaker, nominating Mike Johnson from Louisiana for the job last night.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority is united.
It's not clear whether Republicans are united enough to overcome Democrats' votes against Johnson on the House floor.
The vote for Johnson came on a day that saw the House GOP elect Minnesota's Tom Emmer as speaker nominee, only for him to drop out hours later amid stiff resistance from the right flank of the conference and a major rebuke from former President Donald Trump.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A United Nations aid agency says it's running out of fuel for trucks to deliver aid to Palestinians in Gaza. Negotiations are ongoing for Hamas terrorists to release more hostages from Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 65 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Two people now facing attempted homicide charges after a brutal attack on a man who'd met up with a woman after matching on a dating app recently happened a couple of weeks ago. Investigators say the victim had met a woman on Facebook dating. The two met up for dinner. Then later, the woman and another man brutally assaulted the victim.
I beat him about his head and his body, and then actually took a knife and cut his throat. And then,
oh my God,
they right there off of Nama Road, when the bridge going into over Escambia River, this heads towards Pace, they threw him over that roadway into the water. Fortunately, he survived the
wow.
fall, and he survived the cut. And then he walked on to shore, and then he actually contacted a deputy. I was able to identify the people that did it.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons and, of course, News Radio talked to him yesterday. 25-year-old Natalie Fonseca and 31-year-old Nafis Reynolds are both facing attempted homicide charges arrested just this week. Simmons says this incident is believed to have been motivated by robbery, as the suspects reportedly stole the victim's car and belongings after dumping him over the bridge. And that victim survived the incident and is doing okay. Governor Ron DeSantis has an update on the state's rescue and relief efforts in Israel. He announced yesterday that almost 700 Americans have been flown back to Florida on four flights. Several state agencies and volunteer groups have provided support for them as they arrived. The state worked with Tampa nonprofit Project Dynamo to coordinate those flights. The governor says Volunteer Florida awarded Project Dynamo $1 million to continue their work. Red light cameras might be in Pensacola's future. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city recently completed a survey on intersections. He says three intersections in particular are troublesome: 9th Avenue and Bayou, 9th and Airport, and Fairfield Drive at Davis Highway.
We looked at 10 years of traffic data and said, where do we have all these crashes happening? So then we go and get even more technology to show in a 16-hour period how many people are running red lights, which was alarming.
And Reeve says, right now it's just too soon to say if or when a red light camera program could be implemented in Pensacola. But if one were to be implemented, he says the goal would be safety and not ruining somebody's day by writing a ticket. Well, business is booming in Santa Rosa County. Yesterday, officials with Hershey's Ice Cream broke ground on their new 30,000-square-foot distribution center.
We have a lot of facilities that we've invested a lot of infrastructure in our industrial parks, and we're ready for more companies to come here. We're actively looking for more land, and you know, just want to continue to build on industry within Santa Rosa County.
That is Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Colton Wright, and he says they'll be located in the new Northwest Florida Industrial Park, and that's just south of I-10. Hershey says the distribution center will have around 30 employees, and it should take about 3 years to complete. Pensacola's Walk-On's Sports Bistro is reportedly closing up. It's been open for just over a year now, replaced the old TGI Fridays. According to the News Journal, today will be the last day for the sports bar and restaurant to be open. That news coming as a surprise to all their employees who so far say there have been no announcement on their page. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
I-10 and I-110 looking good so far. 98 and 90 not showing any major congestion. There is some slowdown. Let's see here. North Palafox in front of Strikers showing a little slowdown there, but not too bad. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you, Jake. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a beautiful day today with temperatures near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 79. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Beautiful weather continues into Friday. Sunny skies, high near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
65 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, 61 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A coalition of 41 states and the District of Columbia are filing lawsuits alleging Meta Platforms has intentionally built its products with addictive features that harm young users of its Facebook and Instagram services. The lawsuits allege Meta misled the public about the dangers of its platforms for young people. The states also allege Meta has knowingly marketed its products to users under the age of 13 who are barred from the platform by both Meta's policies and federal law. U.S. lawmakers say the Biden administration should crack down on China's use of forced labor in seafood production, after an investigative journalism group found widespread transfers of laborers from the country's Xinjiang region to processing facilities elsewhere in the country. The lawmakers say the administration should block imports from seafood processing facilities in China that run afoul of a U.S. law meant to target forced labor linked to the country's Uyghur people and other minority groups. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's T-E-L-A-D-O-C health.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield!
Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
What's up, Lamont? 6:40 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Bruce Woody, the Executive Director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA, your water, sewer, recycling, solid waste, you might say garbage, and also yard waste, and therefore the mulch and the pellets and the cool stuff that they make, which is a whole separate, we don't talk about that much, but that's a really cool part of the operation. Bruce Woody, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. So you guys had a meeting yesterday, and or your board had a meeting. Of course, you were also there, obviously. Anything particularly interesting out of the meeting?
It was a fairly busy meeting. We had about 21 items on the agenda, a little more than usual. The majority of it were associated with procurements for beginning of the new fiscal year in October. There's a lot of expenditure associated providing those services. Couple things that we chatted about that I want to be sure and convey this morning, though. Sewer averaging starts November 15th and runs for 90 days through February 15th. I'd like to remind everybody that during that period of time, your water consumption is averaged, and then that volume is used for calculating sewer usage the balance of the year. The reason we do that is because those winter months are the lowest water consumption typically. You're not watering lawns, filling swimming pools, washing cars, things like that. And therefore, it's more representative of the water volume that makes it back to the sewer. And therefore, that's the number that's used for calculating sewer fees the balance of the year.
This is one of those things that it took us forever to really, I mean, at least to get the why of it. But you're not watering your lawn, you're not filling your pool, and so, you know, you're not going to put a meter on the poo pipe. So, you know, this is a way of getting an approximate use of how much you send back to the home office basically every day or, you know, every month, and taxing you on that or charging you a fee based on that, instead of based on including, if you included, like, you know, car washing or, you know, your lawn or your pool, well, that's not fair because that water doesn't go back. That just goes into the ground, right? So that's why you do it.
Yep, that's right. So now is a good time of year to check those flowing fixtures for leaks and make sure that what we're measuring during those 90 days is most representative of your actual consumption.
And I will tell you, just in our house, you know, what we do is, you know, we specifically try to conserve on water at this time of year. I mean, we try generally to conserve on water, but we try extra hard because it's a way of saving us money on, you know, the cost of the sewer component of your bill through the rest of the year. So that's what we do for sure. You guys got some awards. Your wastewater treatment plant folks got some awards. Is that right?
Yes. The National Association of Clean Water Agencies, which is a national association, issues awards for water reclamation facilities based on their percent of compliance with their regulatory permits. We have three facilities here in Escambia County that provide wastewater treatment and water reclamation. All three of them got awards. Our largest facility got a silver award for being 99.94% compliant, meaning that they only missed three compliance points out of over 5,015 compliance points over the whole year. Bayou Marcus, similarly, 99.97% compliance rate, and our Pensacola Beach plant also got an award, 99.95% compliance. Those are really outstanding figures, and we strive hard to not just meet our regulatory compliance points, but we treat to advanced wastewater treatment standards.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Above and beyond what the regulations require.
And it is true. I mean, it's the kind of thing like, You don't think very often about it, but, you know, having clean water is kind of an important part of living. And we do just kind of take it for granted that we have clean, cheap, abundant water. And somebody helps make that happen. You know, somebody, not just that, but also the, you know, the wastewater treatment, which is the other end of the equation. So it's just, you know, we take it for granted, but it's not something that we should take for granted. You guys are still doing the bulk waste that you have to call ahead to get that picked up, like at your normal time, but you have to schedule it, right?
Yes, since July 1st, we've switched to a call-in program. It's more efficient to go to a specific address who we know has bulk waste to be picked up than just to run every single route in town just looking for it. So we ask the customers call our customer service center by 2 p.m. On the day before your regular collection, and then we'll pick it up on the day of collection. Pretty simple call. That number is 476-0480. That's 476-0480. And bulk waste is considered to be anything that's too large to fit in your trash can, like furniture, couches, mattress, desks, chairs, small appliances, if they won't fit in the trash can, bicycles, grills, lawnmowers, all, provided you've taken the gas and oil out first, large toys, those sorts of things. Free of charge, all we ask is that you call before 2 p.m. the day before your regular update.
And by the way, that is a that's a service that I think, again, people who've lived here may not recognize the importance of it. A lot of places I have lived in the past, the trash collector either would not pick up these things or charged you for it. So the fact that the ECUA picks them up for no cost and all you got to do is schedule it is, I mean, that's a pretty nice perk if you need to get rid of stuff like that, for sure. E-Bill, actually, hang on for just a second. We're talking to Bruce Woody. He's the executive director at ECUA. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Not looking too bad this morning. 10 and 110 looking good. No delays on Burgess or Olive. 98 is not showing any major congestion yet. We do have some slowdown north Palafox in front of Strikers. We're showing some slowdown there in front of that complex, so just please be careful in that area. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account that gives you cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. If you have traffic info to report, please text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very good. Back to talking to Bruce Woody. He's executive director at ECUA. You guys have made a change to e-billing, or it's just that you've added e-billing? What's the deal there?
We've always had e-billing, but we're improving the form and format of what you receive. In past, your e-billing statement was pretty basic, just out of four or five lines of basic data in terms of address and account and dollar amount, et cetera, but not as much information as we provide on normally on the paper bill you would receive by the mail. We didn't believe that was accurate, so we've increased our service to now provide, if you're signed up for e-billing, an actual PDF copy, Adobe Acrobat format, of what your paper bill would look like if you had received it in the mail. In addition, now you'd also receive a copy of the pipeline, which is the news and information insert that we also add to your bill. So if you'd like to get rid of that paper in the mailbox, it's easy to sign up for. You can either do it online or call customer service at 476-0480. We'd be happy to switch over to e-billing. And again, you'll receive a paper copy or electronic copy that when you open it looks just identical to what you'd receive in the mail.
Very good. I know just something people can get confused on. In the city of Pensacola, they are not doing curbside recycling. In fact, Saturday is going to be the first day of the drop-off location on North Palafox, the blue building on the west side of the street, about a block and a half south of the hard metal sculpture. But in the county, ECUA is still collecting curbside. Do recycle in your recycling bin. My question for you is, at the materials recycling facility, the county runs the landfill, so that wouldn't be affected, other than they're probably up in volume, I would assume. But what's the impact to recycling at the MRF?
At the MRF, we have almost 11 customers we contract with that bring us materials to the materials recycling facility. City of Pensacola was one of those. All of our other customers, with the exception of City of Pensacola and the very smaller city of Fairhope have continued with us this year. Volumes are down maybe 15%, but we have three different entities that we're talking about that would be new to us. They're talking about adding service, and it would probably bring our volumes up to where we were before. Yes, we continue to provide recycling for over 90,000 customers across Escambia County. So we are definitely in the recycling business, still operating. Nothing's changed for ECUA as far as recycling.
Very good. All right. The other thing I was going to ask you about was the PFAS stuff. We'd heard a lot about this several months ago. I think you had a standard that got set for, is it 3 parts per trillion? I think that's what's in my head, or 4 parts per trillion?
Four parts per trillion.
Okay. And you and I had talked previously about this is going to be enormously expensive to comply with this because of the kind of carbon filtration or the kind of filter you're going to have to put in the wells in order to prevent this at the source. Where is ECUA at in terms of complying with that, and what are we starting to understand about the cost it's going to take to fix that?
Yeah. These new regulations for removing PFAS and other similar related forever chemicals, as they're referred to, is a nationwide problem, and so we're not, certainly not immune to that. Fortunately, however, here at ECUA, we've been seeing that regulatory issue coming down the line for many, many years, and began quite over a decade ago adding granular activated carbon filtration at many of our well locations. The need for that varies depending on the well and its particular geology in and around that particular well. So the out of 31 wells, we now have GAC of one form or another by the end of this next year on, I think, 16 of them.
Okay.
Not all of the remaining ones will need GAC filtration, but we're well ahead of the game because of investments we've been making over the previous decade. We still probably will have about $30 million worth of capital expense over the next 4 or 5 years to add filtration to other locations.
Okay.
Probably the biggest anxiety about the whole thing is the operational cost. Replacing the GAC material periodically, you know, filters need to be changed.
Right.
And that will be an expensive operational.
And as my understanding is that because of this new standard being enacted, and because of, as you said, the widespread nature of the contamination, that because everybody everywhere is going to have to start using the granular activated carbon, the filter system, that's going to put, you know, upward pressure, demand pressure on the price of those because there's only so much out there. And, I mean, industry will eventually respond, but have we seen an impact from the demand going up due to compliance that's going to make not just what it would have been a cost, but even more so because everybody's having to do it?
Yes. The cost of carbon hasn't quite jumped yet. The cost of the GAC vessels that contain the carbon, we've already seen that jump up. Another cost point we're worried about is getting rid of the GAC material after it's used. Depending on sampling results, sometimes that material has to go to an arid type C hazardous waste landfill. And there's not many of those in the nation, most of them out in the arid west, New Mexico, Arizona. So the hauling distance and the extra cost for disposing of it is going to be a big impact also.
That makes all the sense in the world. So we're seeing it more on the back end, maybe even more than on the front end, which, you know, obviously time will tell how much each of those holds up. Okay, no, that's very useful. And I know it's a big dollar amount, but, I mean, it just is. We've got these forever chemicals, and we got to get rid of them somehow. Bruce Woody, he's the executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Bruce, thanks so much for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And Andrew, by the way, thank you for giving me clean drinking water, safe sewage, picking up my garbage, and picking up the recycling and all the stuff that you do to service. I appreciate it. May not go all that often gets thanked, but I know a lot of people do appreciate it.
Thank you. We've got 650 employees here that love what they do and appreciate the opportunity to provide services to our neighbors.
Absolutely. 653 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. Dealer for details.
Join Pensacola Habitat for Humanity and Florida Power and Light at their first ever weatherization open house. Learn how to weatherize your home to save money on your energy bills and get a tour of one of the homes built by Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Thursday, November 2nd from 1 till 6 at 3015 North 6th Avenue in Pensacola. Stop in anytime. They'll have Halloween activities for the kids, too. Go to PensacolaHabitat.org or find the event on Facebook.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Average for a gallon of gas is $3.54. In Florida, it's $3.32. In Georgia, it's $3 even. In California, it's $5.38. In, Navarre, 296 east and 297 west at the Walmarts. If you're at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, it's 296. If in proper, it's 319 at the Exxon. 303 at the Milton Safco, 302 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 303 going through Paces, a couple of pennies cheaper than yesterday. 294 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and then 301 at the Navy Murphy station. These gas prices are brought to you by Piedmore Volkswagen. The lowest out there price your next new Volkswagen, PiedmoreImports.com. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, not looking too bad. 110 and 10 looking good. Dog Track Road is clear with no issues on Blue Angel Parkway. 98 and Gulf Breeze and Navarre not showing any major congestion. On North Palafox in front of Strikers, though, we're showing a little bit of slowdown there. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Somebody texted in and said, is it still true that with ECUA, if we want to give up our recycling bin and just have a second trash bin, can we do that? Yes, I double confirm with Bruce that is absolutely true. This person said they were told they couldn't do that from ECUA, and he's like, oh, no, they can. Be persistent. And I'm surprised they got that wrong, but yes, you can definitely get a second trash can at no extra charge. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Israeli military forces ramped up bombing in southern Gaza overnight as world leaders are calling for a halt in the fighting to allow aid to get into the Palestinian city. The U.S. and Russia leading the calls for that. The manhunt over for a suspect accused of shooting and injuring two Tennessee police officers last night. Police say John Drake Jr. stole a vehicle at gunpoint, crashed it, then hid in a shed behind a home. He was later found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. And another former Trump lawyer pleading guilty in the Georgia election interference case, Jenna Ellis, has now struck a plea deal with prosecutors. Attorney Sidney Powell and Clinton Cheesebro have also pleaded guilty in the case.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. You missed the biggest story of the day, though.
Oh, no.
Bit of a sad one. You don't know the Shaft theme music?
Oh.
Richard Roundtree. Shaft has passed away at the age
of
81, I think is right, if I'm not mistaken. And it's funny because I always thought of that as TV shows, but there were only 7 episodes of the TV show. The movie was a big deal. Hero to Jaywalkers Everywhere. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 659, News Radio 92.3, future news of a sort. We got 1 second of the music, and then the other stuff will play. Will we get red light cameras in the city of Pensacola?
Yes.
Yeah. Will we expand the parking zone where you pay?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately. Will we increase the rate per hour to $1?
I hope not, but yeah, probably.
Yeah. Will we get a new app?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and will they extend the hours to midnight instead of 7 o'clock?
Yeah, they can get all that
done. I'm opposed to all of these things, but that is what's going to happen.
Yeah.